Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. It is the sixth day of April 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. We have Max Keiser, BBC host, top stockbroker, economist, joining us coming up in the final hour today. I had Michael Bagnarek set up for the show. I was going to do my big FEMA camp expose last Friday, but I had some issues come up where I had to take off, and so Burma sat in, so I wasn't here. And so I have to do the FEMA camp analysis today, just hours ahead of Glenn Beck's scheduled debunking. And so we're going to move Bagnarek to later in the week. I apologize to Michael Bagnarek, constitutional scholar, good friend of mine, great political mind. He will be joining us coming up later in the week if he can move. If he can do it, I'm sure he probably can. So that is coming up today. Max Keiser will be in the final hour, always informative, goes on international television and says the economy was destroyed in a controlled demolition, just like the World Trade Center towers. Has a lot of courage and has a once-a-week show called The Oracle on the BBC. So that is coming up later in this transmission. Okay, this is what's going to happen. I'm going to cover a host of important news for the next hour and 8 minutes. And then I'm going to do about an hour and 52 minutes on the reality of the FEMA camps. Now, here's the problem. I went back through my research this weekend and literally printed 200-plus mainstream news articles, bills, legislation, Pentagon statements, and got in this morning a few hours early, but my board ops come in right at about 11 because they also come back at night and run Burmese's show. They're really not just board ops. They direct the TV show. They're TV producers slash directors, I guess you'd call them, Paul Hartman and Jaron Nyhard. So they're in there right now trying to pull up 200-plus news articles, video clips, in the folders in the order I just gave them to. So they're in a race to get all this loaded on the computer, the articles, the documents, the Miami Herald from the 80s, the list goes on and on, video clips of FEMA camps, troops training to confiscate your guns. And so we're racing to get all of this loaded in. Now, the guys, Jaron and Paul, work on the Sunday show, too, so they really only get one day off with their families. I guess I could have drug them in here last night to properly load all this in. But the issue is there's just so much evidence, so many documents, so many things to cover, so many pieces of evidence to go over, that it takes three or four of us days and days and days just to prepare to try to put all this evidence on. Every piece of it is open and shut, absolute admissions, proof of giant FEMA camps everywhere. And all of the news that ties into that. The fact that this country is under martial law. The fact that this nation has been taken over by the military-industrial complex. That's all there. So that's coming up in about an hour from now. In the meantime, Italian earthquake, 92 dead, 50,000 homeless. And the scientist that warned that it was coming with his data was muzzled by the government. We'll also get into these mass shootings happening all over the place. Stay with us.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
At least 92 people are dead and 50,000 homeless in an earthquake which has flattened parts of central Italy. Reuters is reporting that the geologist in Italy who warned the government that the quake was coming and even picked the date was muzzled by the government and told to shut up. So a real tragedy there, but that's what happens living on this planet. Analysts say North Korean rocket, not a total failure. North Korea's rocket may have fallen into the sea, but military experts cautioned Monday against calling it a complete failure, noting that it traveled twice as far as any missile the country has launched so far. Well, that's not true. They fired one that hit Alaska, 7 years ago, according to the Anchorage newspapers and others, but that was kept quiet because they didn't want to hype that up. Although the distance was still far from reaching U.S. territory, it rattled the globe with the U.S. and what happened here with this article is, I was wondering why I was reading this, and the AP article got cut off here. So I'm keep trying to read it, and it's cut off because it put a little pop-up window there up over the story. I was looking at it going, what is that? Now I understand. The launch, which demonstrated progress, is a particularly worrying development for a beleaguered country that says it has nuclear weapons and once threatened to turn Seoul into a sea of fire. Well, it's a pathetic country run by a psychopathic dictator. What do you expect from him? I mean, this is what they do. This is what the state turns into when the government claims that the state is God and the state owns everyone. And this is the path that the United States and the rest of the world are marching on inside the New World Order system. This is what Barack Obama is setting up. This is what the control freaks that run the globalist system are doing. So we'll be getting more into that report today as well. A lot of economic news is coming in, and it's not pretty. We know the federal government cooks the unemployment numbers. They've been claiming that unemployment was at 8 or 9% the last year, but they don't count you as unemployed if you've gone off the unemployment rolls. So that number is a fairy tale, but even their fairy tale numbers are now saying that it's gone above 15%, which is just massive, massive unemployment. Meanwhile, what is Ben Bernanke saying? Well, they want to continue to drive down confidence and freak everybody out so they can bankrupt the economy and consolidate it during the fire sale. This is from Bloomberg Financial. Bernanke says green shoots may signal false spring amid job losses. And so he's saying, hey, there's a few good economic numbers coming in, but don't look at those. Look at the job losses. This is a false spring, and we may have another hard freeze that kills the economy again. It will be months before it's clear whether what Federal Reserve Chairman Ben S. Bernanke calls the U.S. economy's green shoots represents the early onset of recovery or a false spring. And it goes on to report that April 3rd report that the economy shed an additional 663,000 jobs. And then it will be followed by months more of bad news headlines, economists say. The recession now, in its 17th month, has already cost 5.1 million Americans their jobs, the worst drop in post-war era. Unemployment may hit 9.4% this year, according to the mainstream estimate in Bloomberg News Survey, and may top out above 10% in 2010. Oh, really? I saw the headline yesterday of it's really above 15%. The risk is that jobs pitchers turns even more bleak than the forecast on the drumbeat of bad news still to come, causes consumers whose spending has firmed up in recent months to hunker down again. If something happens to spook consumers and they crawl back into their tortoise shells, that would be terrible news, said Alan Blender, former Fed vice chairman and now an economist professor for Princeton University. So there's that financial news. Americans feel 15.6 unemployment as underemployment surges. And that's the Bloomberg headline I was talking about, saying 15-plus percent. Joseph Ramelo gave up searching for a job in January to return to school, 2 months after he was laid off as a San Francisco electrician clerk. Antonio Poe is struggling to get by doing part-time landscaping in Greensboro, North Carolina, after losing his job as an electrician. While such workers are feeling real pain from the recession that began in December of 2007, they're not represented in the 8.5% unemployment rate that Labor Department reported last week. They are part of a broader group that includes those who want a job but have stopped looking for work and those who want full-time positions but have to settle for part-time employment. A measure of underemployment that counts those people has almost doubled over the past 2 years to 15.6%, providing a more complete gauge of the labor market deterioration. And you add the 8.5% to that, and you're talking 25-plus percent unemployment. Along with the historic drop in the percentage of the population who are working and record numbers of long-term unemployment, the figures point to a permanent shift in employment patterns, said former U.S. Labor Secretary Robert Reich. He's the guy that said we have to make sure none of the stimulus money goes to white men. That's an actual quote. What a socialist globalist minion brought up by the big central banks. What a demonic twerp. These people are just unbelievable racist and self-haters. But that's okay, because, see, it's okay to say white people are evil. And it's a good distraction. They can play the lower classes, made of a black, white, Hispanic, Asian, doesn't matter, off against rich whitey, who's really the white guy that just happens to have a good job. And then, you know, the working classes all think the elite is the person in the $300,000 house driving the $50,000 car, never discovering David Rockefeller, the Rothschilds, the New World Order. Here's another Bloomberg headline. Mayo says loan losses will exceed depression levels. Mike Mayo, who left Deutsche Bank AG last month and joined CLSA, assigned an underweight rating to U.S. banks and predicted loan losses will exceed levels from the Great Depression. You hear that? Loan losses will exceed levels from the Great Depression. And so they'll just take money from U.S. taxpayers and just give it to the banks and say, you're not allowed to lose money as offshore corporations that don't pay U.S. taxes. Here are people who are all losing their jobs. They will make sure you get billion-dollar bonuses. How does that sound? U.S. stocks dropped after Mayo gave sell ratings to banks, including Winston-Salem, North Carolina-based BB&T Corp, Cincinnati Fifth Third Largest Bank Corp, Bank of America Corp, and J.P. Morgan Chase, the two biggest U.S. banks by assets, were assigned underperform ratings, Mayo said in a report today. And he goes on to say that this will be the greatest bank losses since the Great Depression. Now, well, the banks are just front companies. They've already moved the real assets out the back door to the New World Order people, to the private holdings in Europe. Here's another one. Gettner may oust more executives at banks needing exceptional aid and other corporations. So, you know, firing the head of GM, just saying they're going to take over the whole economy. We're going into IMF, World Bank, Ex-Im Bank, International Bank of Settlements receivership. Some of the other news, riot cops killed newspaper seller at G20. You notice you heard that, oh, a guy had a heart attack and fell down and died. Well, now photographers and media are reporting that they saw him being beaten by police with billy clubs in a pool of blood, and then he then died of a heart attack. So nobody's going to mourn for him. The cops go into these frenzies, just like the girl at the Red Sox championship a few years ago. She walks out of a bar. They shoot her from 5 feet away with a rubber bullet, blowing her eye back into her head. She bleeds to death right there on the cement. And the cops just said, just doing our job. Yeah, shooting somebody at 5 feet away with a rubber bullet in the face. Just the wrong person at the wrong place at the wrong time. Meanwhile, newspapers are in the process of collapsing or are collapsing all over the United States. Times Co. threatens to shut down Globe. And the Boston Globe, owned by the New York Times, they're threatening to just shut them down unless workers give $20 million in concessions, union leaders say. So, well, just keep spewing propaganda and lies and nobody's going to want to read you and you'll collapse that much faster, Boston Globe. And that leads me to the next issue. You know, folks love watching a train wreck. That's why for the Sunday radio show, we can gauge the internet audience. We can't gauge the AM and FM until ratings come out. Record audience yesterday on the Sunday show. No doubt to hear about this. Suspect in officer shooting was into conspiracy theories. And yes, we have Media Matters, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Raw Story, everybody blaming me for the dead cops. We'll be right back.
With our economy spiraling out of control,
living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner.
No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants,
begging for food.
Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming.
We have been warned.
And right now, we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from Pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Thank you.
Okay, so remember back when the feds bombed the Oklahoma City building in 1995 to demonize the states' rights movement, with states declaring sovereignty under the 10th Amendment and saying they were going to take control back over the federal government they created, as the 10th and 9th Amendment clearly state is our right and our duty. And Oklahoma was leading the charge, so the feds, on record, blew that building to bits with bombs inside and outside the building. And then it came out in federal FBI documents through lawsuits that the Associated Press and the two major papers in Salt Lake City covered, with the Trinidad case, that the Southern Poverty Law Center was running the Elohim City white supremacist compound where the bombing was supposedly hatched. Not infiltrating, running the stinking thing. And then in sworn affidavits out of the federal prisons with Terry Nichols, that McVeigh was a special forces operator sent in to, quote, set up militias with the bombing. But you saw how they treated their patsy, what they did with him. So a very nasty group of people, to say the least. And they claim that Rush Limbaugh, remember, we've got to shut down talk radio, we've got to control free speech, we've got to do it now. Meanwhile, Obama has introduced a bill that even Mother Jones Magazine, very liberal, but they admit, will basically take over the Internet and begin shutting it down. This on the heels of Senator Jay Rockefeller saying 2 weeks ago, we'd be better off if we never had the Internet. We've got to get rid of it, basically, as the New York Times said, quote, have gatekeepers and Internet too, and a kindler, gentler Internet for your safety with less freedom. So that's what this is all about. That's what this attack on myself and others. Glenn Beck has been attacked because of this mass shooter. Well, he shot three cops, shot five total, killed three. Yes, Glenn Beck, Media Matters and Raw Story and a bunch of others are saying it's Glenn Beck's fault this shooter in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, did this because Glenn Beck has been lying, saying Barack Obama wants to confiscate guns. Barack Obama is on record as a state senator and in the U.S. Senate voting for a total assault weapons ban, anything semi-automatic. He lobbied and argued for a complete gun ban when he was a state senator in Illinois. His attorney general last year filed on behalf of the Justice Department, when he was just a former deputy attorney general, the briefing you can read on the government's behalf at the Supreme Court on the D.C. gun ban, saying no citizen should be allowed to even own a single-shot shotgun or handgun. No firearms, period, only police and military. You can go read that right now. It's in the Supreme Court briefing. It's on the Supreme Court website. Eric Holder is on record. So all Glenn Beck does, and you know we're normally not defending Glenn Beck here, all Glenn Beck does is say, yes, they're moving to confiscate firearms. This is what they want to do. And then somebody gets scared of that. Somebody gets upset about that, who's lost their job, who is unstable clearly, who was in the Marines. Boy, that's always a thread in this. Trained to kill, trained to get rid of his inhibitions, and have instinctive shooting, instinctive killing. If you do not kill, you will be dead, Marine. And I'm not blaming the Marines for this. The point is, it's an ingredient. And then he gets in a fight with mommy because his dog is urinating all over the floor. He's 22 years old, out of work. The cops come. He throws a fit and guns two of them down in the doorway of his house. Another one comes. He kills him, runs upstairs, gets shot up by other police that arrives, shoots a couple of them. The police back off. And they try to tie it into Glenn Beck. But they didn't stop there. Oh, no, they had to bring Alex Jones into it. Evil Alex Jones. Because this guy's friends say that he had visited PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, and Raw Story says that I make up all this stuff about gun control and about troops on the streets. Really, I read out of the Army Times on air. I read the Supreme Court filings by the Justice Department. You mean I read? How dare I?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free, and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
So much for joining us. You have found the tip of the spear, the front lines in the info war. Okay, so two people have been chosen out of this tragedy to be demonized, two people mainly, myself and Glenn Beck. By Media Matters, run by Mr. Brock, a former neocon, by Raw Story, and by, of course, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Now, do they talk about how we have these tens of millions of immigrants that keep committing crimes? like the individual that killed 14 people, including himself, in upstate New York, throwing a fit because he was jobless? Do they discuss why do we have a phenomenon now of people committing suicide when they lose their jobs, but not just committing suicide, taking others with them? Is there a discussion about how violent video games, every study shows, destroy the inhibition against committing murder? No, there's no discussion about that. No, instead, out of the mass shootings, there have been five since last Friday. All over the nation, fathers lose their jobs, so they go home to the house and they blow their wife and children's heads off. Or they stab them to death, or they burn them to death. I mean, what is going on here? The breakdown of society. I mean, I could have, you know, no money. I could have my legs chopped off. I could be totally depressed. It would never enter my mind to kill my family. But that's what happens in this jealous, covetous, lazy, demonic society. You know, the establishment doesn't care about killing 50 million of babies with abortion. They don't care about killing 1,300,000 Iraqis. That's those brown people. Let them die. Well, what do you expect is going to happen here at home? Now, a lot of this is overblown because there are 300 plus million people in this country. And statistically, less police are killed today than were killed just a few decades ago. Statistically, there are less shootings, according to the Justice Department, in 2008 than there were in the year 2000. Crime began dropping precipitously in, 1991 from its height in 1987 during the peak of the crack cocaine epidemic. But whereas you have less liquor store robberies and deaths and less bank robbery shootouts and less gang shootouts because they basically killed themselves, killed each other off, there is statistically more. They just make up a smaller part, so the overall number's down, of just completely crazy people running around, killing, stabbing, burning, shooting their fellow man. And a lot of that is the mainstream media advertising these shootings and promoting them and hyping them. And then copycats hear this and go, well, I lost my job. I'm depressed. I'm feeling nasty. I'm having a dirty day. You know, that's what I call it when you feel all grungy and angry and, you know, not just depressed, but just grungy. Just, ugh. That happens to me maybe once every two or three years. I'm told a lot of people feel like that every day. Of course, when I do feel like that, I go out and go for a 10-mile hike. Cures it every time. Or go out and, you know, join the Golden Gloves or something. Go to a local boxing club and get your head beat in and see how you like it. That'll get rid of your depression real fast. But I'm already digressing. The issue here is that this goes into so many areas, not just why this guy did what he did or where society's going, but how the mainstream media and the controlled corporate media is trying to tie it to talk radio and free speech to go after free speech with this new McCarthyism in the United States. You see, it's my fault that this guy killed three cops, according to several newspapers, because I talk about how Obama is anti-Second Amendment. Well, by that flawed logic, it's Barack Obama's fault that when he was a state senator, he called for total gun bans in Illinois, all guns to be banned. That's on record. Or that when he was a U.S. senator, he voted for some of the most draconian laws ever against the Second Amendment at the federal level. Or that his chief of staff is for an open, total gun ban of the American people. Or that Eric Holder, on record before the Supreme Court, you can go pull it up, we've read it on air, filed a briefing saying we are for the total abolition of, quote, civilian ownership of firearms. Only the police and military should own them. But see, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette calls that a conspiracy theory. Raw Story calls that a conspiracy theory. Media Matters calls that a conspiracy theory and calls me a nut because I happen to know how to read government documents. I happen to know how to go over to the Supreme Court website and read the briefings, both pro and con, for the Second Amendment. I happen to have Larry Pratt and many other Second Amendment group leaders on, Aaron Zellman, Jews of Preservation of Firearms Ownership, on to read their filings on air. And so because I am informed that I don't just go to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and other newspapers for my news and information, I am bad. I'm also being attacked by Little Green Footballs, also run by a, quote, former liberal, now a neocon. So we'll go over some of that. But, again, I'm not covering this because it's about Alex Jones. This is an attack on everyone who believes in the Second Amendment and who holds it dear as the bedrock of freedom and liberty. This is also an attack on the First Amendment, free speech, because they're calling to shut down freedom on the Internet, freedom on talk radio. The bills have been introduced. The chairman of the committee that's over it, Jay Rockefeller, says he wants it. The New York Times, everybody's pushing for it. And so the fight is on. And they'll use people like me, who they see as extreme, who they think will scare middle America into going along with this. Or at least go along with it enough to stand down and not speak up and say no to having free speech butchered. Also, Raw Story attacks me and says that I'm this delusional, off-the-wall person who claimed that they were going to put troops on the streets of America, and so that scared the 22-year-old unemployed Richard Popolowski. And so because I lied about that, because I made that up, because I talked, because I had free speech, that made him, when his mommy called the police on him and he threw a fit and killed the cops, that's what this was. This was impulse control problem. This was a rage problem. This was a, police will tell you, the most dangerous thing to go to are these domestic disputes. That's when cops get killed most often. It's not bank robbery shootouts. It's not side of the road shootouts. It's domestic disputes. The woman will call the police. The police get there. They start putting her drunken husband in handcuffs. The woman will pull a gun out and shoot the cops or run up and stab them with a knife. Happens every day in this country. You see it in the news. So it's the domestic disputes the main thing. And then, yes, Obama's actions calling for total gun bans and the mainstream news announcing, CNN, you name it, that they're putting troops on the streets, that whacked this former Marine out who was also hopeless over losing his job and having to move in with mommy. And so what happened? The police came out thinking they were, you know, responding to a normal dispute and got killed, and it's a tragedy. And this is slander. This is libel. This is an attempt through guilt by association to say, well, what's on somebody's bookshelf? What were they reading? What were they doing? Oh, my God, Alex Jones, listening to Alex Jones is like the new Turner Diaries. Well, the Turner Diaries calls for killing police. And it talks about what the Second Revolution is going to look like from a white supremacist view. We are completely aligned against that on record and are calling for nonviolent protest against this tyranny. But see, they don't care. They want to make listening to Alex Jones to be the new Turner Diaries. Oh, my gosh, you listen to Alex Jones. Now, this may help the establishment a little bit, but this is kind of an old trick from the 80s and 90s, and it's really failing. But overall, it's only helping this radio show. Man, this is that radical, hardcore radio show that you know, is so influential and so dark and cutting edge and shocking that it leaves a wake of dead cops in its thrall. And so, we look at just the internet numbers alone. Record listenership today. It's disgusting. And Kurt Nemo wrote a story Saturday night defending me, and it went up for a few minutes, and I called him, and I said, take it down. I said, right now, this story is only in one newspaper tying the killings to me. I said, I don't want publicity off of this. And Kurt's like, oh, absolutely. No, I'm just defending you. And I said, I know it's the right thing to do, but wait and see if this gets picked up all over the place, because I don't want the publicity off this from dead cops. And then I called him Sunday evening, and I said, go ahead and put it up. It's all over the place. The media is getting publicity against the Second Amendment and against free speech off the hides of these three dead police officers, these three dead heroes who laid down their life, their lives, for this spoiled, rotten sack of crap who was so spoiled that when mommy told him to get out of the house, he didn't say, yes, mom, and pack his crap up and leave. And so when the cops came, instead of getting in his car with the guns or leaving with them or leaving the guns for the cops, he sat there and killed them. This is not the police going door to door down the street at checkpoints confiscating everybody's guns. If that happens, it's 1776 and it starts, folks. And then we're in the right defending ourselves. But no, your dog is pissing on the rug. You live with mommy at 22 years old. You've lost your job. It's her house. If you're going to live there, you live there under her rules. No. No, she tells you get rid of the dog. This is what now the Associated Press reports happen. You say no to it, and then you throw a fit waiting to kill cops when they come. You're going to show mommy. You're going to show her who's boss. And we've all been teenagers before. I can't believe this guy's 27 years old and thrown a fit once or twice or tumped the refrigerator over or kicked a hole in the wall. And the biggest thing I can tell young people in this situation is you're going to be a lot happier when you move out of your parents' house. I don't care if you got to live in a shack. That's normal and natural. Get out of your parents' house. Now, if your parents are disabled or something and need your help, that's another thing. Or if you got your own job and build a house next to them and raise your kids, that's good. Move out for a few years, though, and come back. The whole issue is this: not having a job, sitting in mommy's house, it's a recipe for disaster. And for any young people out there listening, your parents get in your face, just leave. Your wife gets in your face. You start having a fight, leave. It's best to de-escalate things. You know, I had girlfriends, many of them, who go wild, start punching me or whatever. I learned to just leave, folks. Because this is how America's spoiled rotten now. And this is what goes on. Because your girlfriend starts slapping you or scratching you, and you punch her in the face or throw her on the ground, she's going to call the cops on you and your life's over. Just leave. That's how you win these arguments. But no, you know, she calls the cops. He gets all fired up. Oh, my God, they're coming for his guns. He lies in wait. He kills them. It's a domestic dispute. About 70% of this happened because this young man had no impulse control and because he'd been in the Marines and been trained to not have an inhibition against killing. They train you to have the killer instinct and to hone that and sharpen it. That's 70% of this. The other 30% or so is the fact that he lost his job, just like the other four mass shootings we've had in the last 3 days, 4 days, have been people losing their jobs. They get this feeling of hopelessness. They get this feeling of worthlessness. They think their life's over. Their wife's screaming at them, and it always happens the same. They put a bullet in their wife, then they're freaking out and throw a fit, and then they gun their kids down. Hey, let me tell you something. Before you ever kill your wife or kids, do yourself a favor. Go out in the backyard and blow your own stinking head off. It's bad enough to kill yourself, but you should never even let it enter your mind to kill your wife and family. So your wife's divorced you. So she's taking the kids. She's living with some young guy on your paycheck. That's just the way it is. Still love your children. Just forgive your ex-wife. Don't go to the house dressed up like Santa Claus, drunk, and kill everybody. But what the media and the police are doing is they're combing over all these dozens of mass shootings, and they're looking for people who have Ron Paul material or Glenn Beck material or Alex Jones material so they can try to bolster their whole MIAC view of the world, which, by the way, is going to get a lot of cops killed. If the police implement this MIAC view, we get calls every day of people pulled over for Ron Paul stickers, the cops are pulling guns out on them. That then makes the public scared of the cops and paranoid, and then they're going to react like this guy did to the police and military. And that's the most important thing I can say about all of this, is that the police have been trained to be an us-against-them mentality, and that they're all alone with the public against them. And the federal government and the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center and all these groups spend all their time trying to separate the military and the police from the people, when our interests are the same. We're the American people. And we have these offshore criminal banks who openly finance the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center to demonize the Patriot Movement, to then make the Patriot Movement an enemy of the police and military. And yes, the Patriot Movement is buying that view and is buying that system, and so are the police. And so they've got us squaring off against each other in battle lines, so we'll kill each other instead of bringing the bankers to justice. And that's the key to all this. I'm going to keep covering it when we get back. And then coming up, the big concentration camp expo says, stay with us.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Video clips into the computer for when we start simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv. Radio listeners will obviously hear the audio. When I go over the concentration camps and their history and what's really been set up in the United States, They've also got over 100 news articles that they're getting in order so that as I go over them on air, they can pull them up on screen. Because I can show the Army's own website where they admit Americans are on 24 camps working as slave labor. People won't believe it, so it's best to show the website, show it on screen, and hope that folks will go check it out. So that's coming up in about 25 minutes. And why am I doing that? Glenn Beck said a month ago he was going to expose the FEMA camps and look like they were real. And I said, he's doing that to get your confidence. He's an establishment hack. He's been reading federal talking points right out of the ADL, saying arrest Ron Paul supporters, they're dangerous. Then he flip-flopped to get our confidence, and I said, that's what it was. Watch, he's going to come out and debunk the FEMA camps. And then he announced a week and a half ago that he's going to do it tonight. Now, he may cancel that again. He's been endlessly hyping this. But regardless, we're going to expose him. Now, understand, I'm going to show you about 10% of the evidence. With time constraints, I can only show you a few dozen media clips and news articles and go over them here in the time we have. And as usual, I'm about a mile deep and only a few hundred yards wide instead of a mile wide and an inch deep. We have so much information and then such a limited time frame and area to put it all into, but we're going to attempt to do that. But again, when I saw the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette with the headline, suspect in officer shooting was into conspiracy theories, and then it attacks me and attacks my websites and calls it conspiracy theories, the things I discuss, I said, look, let's wait and see if this gets big. I said, this will get us a lot of hype, a lot of attention. Like P.T. Barnum said, you know, just spell my name right. But I don't want that type of attention on the backs of three dead cops and two injured police officers who were out there doing their job and got called to the scene by this young man's wife, mother, excuse me. And it's just horrible. It's senseless. This was not them coming to confiscate his guns. This was his mother calling police to throw him out of the house. And some people are like, yeah, the American Revolution started. You know, let's start going out and capping police. That is exactly what the New World Order wants, ladies and gentlemen. They have spent decades brainwashing the police and military to train them to hate and distrust the American people and true libertarians and paleo-conservatives in this country. And the establishment's getting scared right now because the police and military are waking up and joining us. And that's why the media revels in these dead cops and is using their deaths in a sickening fashion to try to get gas mileage against the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. And I keep warning the police and military, there are tens of millions of Americans who want to die, who are sick of life and sick of the government and sick of corruption, and they are just waiting with their firearms to go absolutely ape on anybody in a uniform. I keep trying to explain this to you, that the New World Order has positioned you as the bad guy. The news shows the police brutality over and over again. This is a psyop. And they've got two huge columns of the government and the police marching towards the people. And there's an evil plan behind this. And I'm going to break it down when we get back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.